This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Good morning, Fakak Mamdu. How are you?
I'm good.
It's nice to talk to you on this day, 7 years after September 11th, 2001. You were a waiter at the restaurant Windows of the World, which was on the 107th floor of the North Tower, right?
Yes, I was.
Now, you were scheduled to work later that day, but not the morning. And as a result, what was the most immediate consequence to you and your colleagues on that day?
Well, we lost 73 of my coworkers, 350 of us lost their jobs. So it was, you know, double hit. You know, we lost jobs and people in that day. And it's a day that we're never going to forget.
Now, you were co-writer of a book called The Accidental American, which suggests that the attack on that day forced you and a lot of other waiters who were suddenly without jobs at that restaurant to think about what it meant to be American and to go about doing what was necessary to restore your livelihood. Are you an accidental American?
Yes, I am. I am an accidental American, you know. I come to this country by accident. I started working in restaurants by accident. 9/11 happened, and after, from the ashes of 9/11, you know, we get together and we did something like that's good for the country and for all of us.
You started something called Restaurant Opportunity Center to help organize and get workers who lost their jobs, who were mostly immigrants, jobs. How successful were you?
Well, it was really good. You know, since the beginning, the center was like a service center. Then after that, it changed organizing. And, you know, we fought. We won 9 campaigns since the center opened, more than $5 million in back paid. And the good things about the center is we create a restaurant called Color. It's owned by all the workers that work there. In the daytime, it's a school where people can go and train and advance in their jobs. You know, we take like dishwasher and make them cooks, or we take busboys and we make them waiters or management. So with all these classes, it's 500 students every year.
Did 9/11 teach you how to band together and to advocate for your own needs in America?
Well, definitely, because nobody's going to give you something if you're not going to go and do it by yourself. So before 9/11, we were all just working, and people don't see that the need that we have to work together. And especially me and, you know, immigrants, when we come to this country, you don't see the need. You just have to work and feed your family. But after 9/11, we really get together like more than a family, and we stood together, we fought together, we create Rock New York that fights for the rights of restaurant workers all over the city. And now it's national, where we're opening other branches in New Orleans and Chicago, Michigan and Maine. And the main things about this is to fight for the rights of restaurant workers all over the country and create new model that people can look at it.
And perhaps that's one of the best legacies from 9/11, that your organization, which was originally to get jobs for people who lost them in the Trade Center disaster, the skills of banding together and working together have now gone national and are something that immigrants are doing all over the United States.
Yes, exactly. And you see, like, immigrants...
You know, can I just say to you before we go, Fakak, congratulations, sir.
Well, thank you very much, John.
Fakak Mamdu is a former waiter at the World Trade Center. He was scheduled to work 7 years ago at Windows on the World.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.